right, Marty Lurie here as we get ready for Giants baseball, joined by someone who, I will tell you this, unequivocally, he's got the most power of anybody in the camp, and that is Jalen Davis. Jalen, how are you?
I'm doing good, Marty. How are you?
Yeah, very good. No, I love it here. Come on, what's bad about being in Arizona in springtime?
Oh, nothing at all. I love it so far, for sure.
All right. As I said to you earlier, I did a little videotape of your batting practice, and you got 5,000 views right away on it. People are interested in you. I think you've got the most power in the camp. It was fun to watch it. Tell us what you're working on down here. And I know Gabe Kapler talked a little bit about it during the week, of a sensor on the bat. And what is that all about?
The sensor on the bat is just like exit velo and stuff. It kind of gives me like a baseline, gives them like a baseline of like what to go back to when I'm doing, what I'm doing when I'm going good and what I'm doing like going bad. So it gives you like a baseline thing. So
how are you doing?
So far, pretty good. So we get to go over today because I had like 3 days to like kind of do it and kind of see. So yeah, so it kind of has to give you like a big sample size so you can actually see what's going on.
Yeah.
So.
Well, last year, did you make spring training with the Twins last year? Were you in Major League camp last year?
No, I just went up a couple times to like help out and stuff like that. But no, I wasn't in Major League camp with the Twins.
All right. Well, this year you are in Major League camp, and a lot of people are watching you. Tell us your approach. What is your day like with all the video, and we got coaches all over the place. We got coaches coaching coaches. Yeah. So what's it like for you, a young man really trying to make it?
For me, it's it's been pretty like easy, like it's not more than I expected. So for me, I'm just going out there just trying to do what I have to do and what I need to do. So I'm kind of relaxed, actually. So I was kind of surprised about it the first day. I thought I'd be a little bit more nervous, but I wasn't. So
yeah, well, you know how to hit.
Yeah, I mean, definitely Donnie and Justin and Dustin, they helped me out a lot. I got to come up and hit with them, I think, the weekend before Christmas. Yeah. And so what they showed me, just kind of cleaning up my bat path a little bit, kind of helped me get the ball in the air a little bit more and going to be more consistent. And so, I mean, I feel like it's working like a lot. So then we worked on like a routine to do before the games kind of stuff, kind of helped me out. So I kind of have that routine now, like what I need to do to like get me ready for a game. So it definitely helps a lot, too.
Jalen Davis with us. Is this different than Minnesota, the way Minnesota approached it? I know baseball has got all sorts of different things. How would you compare this to what you've been through in Minnesota?
I think it's definitely different. We have three hitting coaches now. And for me, it's new, but I kind of like it because, I mean, I get to bounce ideas off all three of them. And all three of them are on the same page, too. So that kind of helps out a lot, too.
All right. Well, you're in the outfield. You got a lot of outfielders out there. Position-wise, and I know we're early in the camp, but are you taking fly balls all over the outfield or center field? Where do they have you?
Right now, it's just everywhere. So, I mean, I've played everywhere in the outfield before. I feel comfortable in every position. So, I mean, wherever they need me, that's where I play.
All right. So we're going to forget about last September. Even though, you know, eventually you hit the ball a little bit, but you didn't get the ball in the air. So the key is for you to get the ball in the air. Is that the adjustment that's happening here?
Definitely. Just trying to get it in the air consistently. And which I could tell before, like, my swing path was more downward. So now it's definitely, like, more upward. So definitely excited to see in game and stuff how it plays out.
All right. This is going to be fun. What was your winter like for you?
For me, I was actually in Fort Myers with my girlfriend. So I just worked out with my old pitching coach from the Twins had his place down there. So, like, he called me and said, hey, like, do you want to come work out here? Okay. I see you're down here. So I went out there and worked out with them and stuff. So it was pretty fun.
All right. Now, Appalachian State. If you're a football fan, Appalachian State is in that top 25 every week. You went there. Let's talk a little football with you.
Okay. It was actually fun. The coach called us up and was like, hey, like, do you guys want to come up for homecoming? A bunch of guys reached out. I think it was like 13 of us end up showing up, so it was pretty fun. I actually got to do the coin toss at the football game, so that was pretty awesome. And then getting to walk out on the field, and then they had the picture up from like my debut and stuff like that, so that was pretty awesome.
Really?
Yeah. All right, heads or tails? What won?
They called tails, but yeah, we lost the coin toss.
Really?
Yeah, and then they went down and scored on the first drive, so I'm like, oh crap, like we were undefeated at the time, but we ended up coming back and like it was a blowout, so that was our last touchdown. So
Well, what's a football weekend like at Appalachian State? Where is it anyway? What city?
It's in Boone, North Carolina. So, yeah, it's pretty cold up there around that time, too. It's fun. Like, a lot of tailgating. Traffic's crazy. But they're kind of doing, like, a lot of remodeling and stuff going around like there. So we had a tailgate spot, and the guys were up there. So, I mean, it was a good time. It's football weekend in Boone is fun. But it's there.
Do you follow pro football, too?
A little bit. I mean, I'm a Panthers fan. I mean, we're not doing too hot right now, but yeah, definitely interested to see how they do like next year. So,
well, baseball's been in the news a lot over the winter, and one I'll ask you about is the new playoff format that they're talking about. More teams in the playoffs. How would you feel about that?
I don't know. Like, I was actually talking about that with my agent the other day, and I mean, I think it's interesting because, I mean, the top seed gets to pick like the bottom seed, and I mean, it's interesting that the bottom seed ends up winning after that. But other than that, I don't know. I guess you kind of have to see how it plays out, if it does happen at all.
Yeah. And the way I look at the playoffs, it's a party. And it's a tournament. And Major League Baseball makes the rules. It's like miniature golf. If they want to make you hit it through the clown's head onto the green, they're going to make you do it. And that's like that three-game playoff where the second team gets to pick the worst team and see how it works. I get anything in baseball is fun. That's my point. Make it fun.
Yeah. I definitely think definitely like the wild card game and stuff like that. Like that'll be making that a series. Yeah. I think that'll be better. Yeah. But other than that, I don't know. It's kind of hard to say.
All right. They'll do something. Yeah. They'll do something. All right. It's great to have you on. Honestly, it's a pleasure to have you on. I think, you know, you always find one guy in the camp that you want to watch as the games. Because, you know, these games down here don't count. But they count for you.
Yeah, they definitely do. I'm excited to see what happens. I'm ready to go.
All right. Great. Jana, thanks for being on.
Thank you, Marty.
All right. More coming up. KMBR 680, 104.5 FM right here on the Sports League. Later.